Menachos Perak Yud Beis Mishnah Dalad. Misnadev Adam Mincha Shal Shishim Isaron. A person is allowed to offer a carbon mincha of 60 isaron of fine flour. The minimum we know is 1 isaron. But 60 he can bring, and he can even bring them, maybe b'kli echad, in one giant barrel of a keli. He can bring all 60 as one keli and take off only one kamitza and have the rest remaining. On the other hand, if im omar harei olai shishim be'echad, if he says, I'm going to bring 61 isaron for a mincha, maybe shishim b'kli echad, be'echad b'kli echad. He has to separate the last isaron into one keli, and the other 60 can be in one. So apparently, the maximum that you're allowed to have as one carbon mincha is 60 isaron. The minimum is 1, the maximum is 60. Why is that? So the Tanakhama opines, shekein tzibur mevi b'yontav harishon shel chag, shechal lios b'shabbos, shishim bo echad. The karbanos tzibur that are brought on the first day of Sukkot, on that day of Yontif, if it comes out on Shabbos, they bring 61 isaron. So how does the math work out? So the Gemara explains everything. 61 isaron. First they bring shlosha asar parim, 13 bulls. And each bull always gets a mincha of 3 isaron. 13 times 3 is 39. The next carbon is Shnei Elim, 2 rams, which get 2 Isaron as their mincha apiece, and that makes 4. So 39 for the bulls, 4 for the rams, makes 43. There are 14 Kivasim Arba Asar, and each one get 1 Isaron each, and that makes another 14. 43 plus 14 is 57. We're doing very well on the math. I took off all my shoes and socks and gloves so that I could count. I'm still running out. And then, if you add the morning and afternoon carbon tamid, that's another 2 isaron, making 59. And the 2 lambs for the Shabbos musaf makes 2 more isronos, which makes a grand total of 61. And since the tzibur gets 61, dayo liyachid sheyehe pachos min atzibur echad. It is enough for a yachid that he should be at least 1 fewer than the tzibur. If the tzibur can do 61, he can only do 60. So Amar Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon asked a fairly obvious question, which is the tzibur never brings all 61 at once. It's bringing each one separately. V'halo, elu l'parim, ve'elu l'kvasim. These isaronos go with the parim, the 39. And these 14 isaron go for the kvasim. Ve'elu nechlolim, nivlolim ze'em ze'. They're not mixed up together with each other. They are separate. You never bring them all at once, and certainly the morning tamid and the afternoon tamid. So Rabbi Shimon says this can't be the reason. It can't be the maximum of 60 in one keli comes from what happens on Sukkot, because on Sukkot they never bring it all. So rather, he had his own answer for what happened. Ella, so he said, ad shishim yicholim lehibolel. Up to 60 can be mixed physically. 60 isaron of fine flour will mingle and mix well with oil. But once you get over 60 isaron, the mixing is going to be lumpy and not smooth. And as a result, it's not going to be any good, because we learned in Perek Gimel of Menachos that if he doesn't mix well, then the Karban Mincha is valid if it was fit for mingling in the first place. If you knew pouring it in that it would never mingle properly and it wouldn't mix, then you can't do it. So that is Rabbi Shimon's point of view, that it's a practical issue. Amrulo, so they said to him, Shishin niblalim, Shishin v'echorei niblalim. How is that possible? Really, 60 are mixable and 61 are not mixable? They said, no. It physically, it doesn't make sense. 61, 60, once you're up to that much flour, either it works or it doesn't. So Amar Lahen, he said back to them, no, don't start making cheshbonos like this. Kol midos hachamim hein, all measurements that the chachamim prescribed, when they are very precise, you're not allowed to do more or less than them. How do we know? Barboim saw hu tovel. So for example, if a guy goes to a mikvah and there's 40 saw of water, and it's exactly 40 saw of water, as we will learn in future mesechtos when we get to mikvos, then he can be tovel. But barboim saw chaser kartov. But if, on the other hand, if it's 40 saw minus 1 kartov, which is a tiny amount, you've got 1/64th of a log. You've got, a schnapps cup worth that's missing. Any ochalipo behind the tzvila is unfit. So we see that there is such a thing that the measurement is precise. And when they say 40 saw, they mean 40 saw. And if they say 60 isaron can mix, then they mean 60, and not a little more at all would not be appropriate. Ein misnadvim, when you bring wine for the nesachim, and you bring as a nedava, ein misnadvim log shnayim b'chamisha. You are not allowed to bring an offering of one log, two or five log, because those measurements do not appear as the proper measurements for a nesach. They said a log or two or five doesn't work. Al bezad v'shlosha. You're only allowed to do three, varba'a or four, or v'shisha or six, or v'shisha olamayla or six plus. They made certain measurements that are allowed. How do we know these? We actually went through this once before in the Masechta. The drink offerings, the nesachim for a lamb are three log. The nesachim for a ram are four log. The nesachim for a bull are six log. So those are numbers that are specified in the Torah. And above six, since they could be divided among different karbanos, if you have seven, then you could do three out of them go for a lamb and four of them go for a ram. If you have eight, you could divide them among two rams. If you have nine, you could have six for the bull and three for the lamb. So once you start going and rounding up, going above six, you can always mix and match and make different karbanos that are yotze with this nesach. So once the Chachamim set a specific measurement, that's what it means, and you can't change it. That's Rabbi Shimon's point of view. Mishnah Hey, Misnavim Yayin. You are allowed to make a voluntary offering, a voluntary nedava of wine, nesachim by themselves. Vein Misnavim Shemen, but you can't make a nedava of oil that comes without flour. So if the wine comes without a flour or water, without a mincha, that's okay. But if you bring shemen by itself, that's no good. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Tarfon Omer Misnadvim Shemen. Rabbi Tarfon disagrees. He says, yeah, you can offer oil by itself, even without flour. The Gemara explains that you actually take a kamitza and burn it, and the remainder goes to the Kohanim, even if it's just oil without any solid material in it. Omer Rabbi Tarfon. So now the argument commences. So Rabbi Tarfon said, Mamatzinu b'yayin, just like we find when it comes with wine, Shebach Chova, it can either be brought as a chiyuv, a required part of a carbon, uba nadava, but it can be brought as a free will nadava as well. Avashenen ba b'chova uba nadava. So to oil, which we know is part of a chiyuv, when you make a carbon mincha, you have to bring oil with it. So too, you can bring oil separately as its own nadava. Omer lo Rabbi Akiva lo. Rabbi Akiva said, no, not so. He said, this rule, when it comes to wine, when it's offered as a chova, it's offered by itself as a nesach, independently, and it's not mixed with the karban mincha. How can you compare oil to that? Oil cannot be offered as a chiyuv for a nesach. It doesn't exist. It's never brought by itself as any kind of chiyuv. It's only brought when it's mingled with the flour in the karban mincha. Why should oil, which can't be a chova alone, be compared to wine, which can be a chova by itself? But in fact, the halacha rules like Rabbi Tarfon, and we do say you can bring in a dava of oil strictly by itself, and it would be allowed. Ein shnayim misnadvim isaron echad. Next rule. Two people cannot jointly together offer one isaron, because the mincha has to refer to a nefesh, a person, not people. It says if a person offers a mincha. So you can't bring two isaron for two people. Well, I'm sorry, one isaron for two people. Aval misnadvim ola ushlamim. But they could, as partners, offer a carbon ola or a carbon shlamim. And uva of, when it comes to birds, afilu perida achas, even a single bird, can be offered by two people. So two people can have shares in one of the living korbanos, like a bird, or an ola, or a shlamim, but they cannot jointly offer a mincha of one isaron. That wouldn't be enough for each of them separately.